Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome to another edition of Rants and Raves. Today we're going to talk about kind of all about LED and specifically LG in LED. I'm joined with two guys by the name of Eric Sikora and Eric Olson. Eric Sikora, kind of introduce yourself. I know that you are the senior solutions engineer at LG, but what exactly do you do?
Sure. Like you said, senior solutions engineer. That's a recent transition of title from used to be sales engineers. And we sort of wanted to reposition our titling to be more in line with the rest of the solutions that we're actually trying to provide, coming from just saying, hey, here's a display, have a good day, to really providing more information, especially on a direct view LED side, from a parts and pieces, heat capacity, and installation method perspective, where we offer initial project management kickoff calls to make sure that the SIs or system integrators are comfortable with our products prior to ever getting on site for an installation. So yeah, I mean, sort of handle initial sale and technical information from the top down until it gets handed over with the dotted line signed.
Yeah, and LED can be perceived as complicated, but it doesn't need to be complicated. I know Eric Olson, your team at Exertus Almo helps out a lot with that when it comes to addressing that with systems integrators.
That's right. And good morning and thanks for having me on, Gary. At Exertus Almo, I'm the in-house LG sales engineer for DVLED products, and I'm here to help demystify that for our dealers, resellers, and integrators that are looking to implement this technology. It can be considered somewhat complicated, but with the training that we've had, and then, you know, I'm a certified LG design systems engineer, will allow me to not only specify product, but also help them along with the installation and whatever they need to get before they show up on site.
Yeah, excellent. And that's what we kind of want to talk about now, because Eric Sikora, LG has done a really good job providing sort of a whole, I'd say, ecosystem of DVLED, everything from custom to all-in-ones. Talk about sort of like what is available and how do I know when to use which one?
Sure. From the top side of things, you know, we have roughly 43 different DVLED products currently, and, you know, they range from outdoor marine, even cruise ship grade displays for out on the open ocean, as well as, you know, in office, indoor, curved, flexible, and pretty much everything in between. And the SKU count of that can get a little bit overwhelming for a lot of system integrators. So we've taken it in two directions. The one direction, and our most popular one, is the all-in-one displays. They sort of include, you know, fixed resolutions, whether it's 1080p or 4K, set into a certain size and pixel pitch, depending on the viewing distance. And then also inclusive in that bundle is the mount, the WebOS operating system integrated into the display, and a bevy of guides and instructions prior to the installation site going live, where we will help you essentially know everything there is to know about our display prior to getting to site, so there's no confusion beforehand. After stepping out of the all-in-one sector to slightly more custom, but also a little bit easier, is the ultimate business displays. Those give us a way to easily show you what size your display is going to be, depending on what resolution you want, what pixel pitch you might need, depending on the viewing distance. And we give you also in that bundle a mount as well, as an engineer on site that's going to be giving you sort of a foreman-like responsibility, guiding, making sure SIs understand the inner workings of our components, as well as how to install it with the minimum amount of damage.
And I guess that is a big issue, because generally you find that LEDs are not being installed in simple installations all the time, where you're just hanging a projector and you're putting a screen on the wall. You don't see the aesthetic issues that can be created by a wall just barely being off to being square, and how it can, you know, when there's a small error on the bottom left-hand side, by the time you get to the top right-hand side, it's become a very big error. And I know that having that person on site and the mount expertise is designed specifically to solve that, is it not, Eric?
Correct. Our wall mounts are typically flat wall mounts, but with that part of the initial kickoff call that we host with the system integrators, is sort of education on the best way to prepare that wall. You know, typically that's going to include 3/4-inch plywood backing. Recessed outlets are probably the preferred method if possible, mm-hmm. if there's not systole electrical there on site. And we sort of want to make sure that you understand what the best solution is going to be for your wall prior to ever thinking about installation. And since it is a flat wall mount, that does require, you know, near perfection, but there are ways within each cabinet typically to do micro adjustments to get that Z, X, and Y axis perfect as well. If it's a existing structure and especially a historical building, many times we will suggest going to one of our third-party mount manufacturing partners so that they can give you a solution that's going to give you more adjustment on the mount side as well, so that you have a smooth installation. And we will help you, you know, create that relationship with them or manage that part of the relationship to understand, okay, this is the mount from them that's going to be required to make this a seamless installation for your site.
Yeah, and Eric Olson, one of the benefits of buying through Exertus Alamo is, for example, in that case where Eric just mentioned where the mount that's included won't work, I noticed that even just today, Chief just announced that they're shipping their tiled LED system, which is specifically a universal LED mounting system that's supposed to solve all these problems, and also it is directly compatible with all the LG products. And I guess that's part of the service that you provide, right?
Yeah, they're one of the partners that we do work with. And as Eric said before, no wall is truly flat. So the Z depth measurement is critical when you're dealing with something as precise as lining up modules on an LED cabinet. So you have to be pretty certain that, you know, you can't be off by much more than a millimeter or two. So you have to be precise. And we do use other third-party manufacturers for those mounts when those cases come into play. But I will say that the biggest selling SKUs that he mentioned before is the all-in-ones, the 136, the 163-inch, and the 171-inch. Those are kind of, one of our top-selling items because it's a single SKU that an integrator can put on a PO and have every single component they need to pull off a successful project.
Yeah, and what's nice about that is it's connected like a flat panel LCD in the sense that you can just connect up an HDMI cable to it and drive the content just like you would a projector or monitor. Well, this has been a good review of everything LED. And of course, you're going to actually show a lot of this at the E4 next month in California. So it's a good opportunity for you to see it. And of course, you can also go to a bunch of different showrooms that LG has available. I know you have one in Chicago because I've been to the one in Chicago. I believe you have one in New York as well. Is that right, Eric? Tell me all the locations where your showrooms are, and also Los Angeles.
Correct. Yes, we have a Los Angeles location, which was the first one to be completed and finished. And that one has a wide array of products, and it includes one of our more eye-catching appeals is the ASSA ABLOY partnered transparent OLED doorway. Mm-hmm. So essentially that's 4 transparent OLEDs that slide apart in the middle and allow you to cross the threshold into another experience at that innovation center. Then there's the Chicago site, which you mentioned, the New York site, which is actually located at our New Jersey based national headquarters for LG, and that is in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. And then we also have a facility in Atlanta, Georgia as well, that has a select product amount available. And in special case scenarios for federal especially, we have a special BIC that is only a few installations, but geared towards the federal space, located directly in the heart of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so if you're in any of those areas and want to go see this stuff yourself, check it out. Otherwise, we will be in Anaheim next month. As I said, on October 8th, we'll have the E4 Experience. You can sign up for that at e4experience.com. And of course, all the stuff we talked about today is covered with the relationship they have with Exertus. You can go to exertusalmo.com to get more information. Eric, thank you very much for joining me today, and best of luck to you, and I'll see you both in hopefully in Southern California next month. Thanks for watching, everyone. All of our rants and raves are conveniently located at raypubs.com. It's easy to find. Have a great day. Ray with rants and